to be on guard at every moment? Well, it's not so much to be on guard, it's to more to be focused at every moment. That means that if we are constantly thinking, I should not do this, I should not do this, I should not do this, that will drain us. Because negativity drains our energy. But if we are focused, that okay, this is what I am doing, and this is how I want to do this. And then that is productive. Okay, if, say, if I have to study, if I have to read, if I have to do some work, I focus on what I am doing. And then as we start seeing the results of doing that, then we also feel energized by that. And then we can do more in that direction. But if we are just simply staying on guard, I should not do this, I should not do this, that will drain us. So what we need to have is always more of a focus. It's like, as I said, with the example of the waves. Now one wave comes and I'm on the guard against the wave. Oh, the wave has come, I'll fight against it. But what? After that, another wave is going to come. The more important thing is to hold to the anchor, and by using the anchor to gradually get to the coast. Once I get to the coast, then I go beyond the waves. So there are times when the waves are coming, and that time we need to be especially on guard. So we might always hold on to the anchor, but sometimes we might just loosen the anchor. And if that is the time when the wave hits us, we'll be swept away. So our focus needs to be on holding on to the anchor. And while holding on to the anchor, we also need to be aware when the waves are coming. But it's easier to be focused on something, on what we need to do, rather than to be guarded about what we shouldn't do. So that's why absorption in the positive is the best protection from the negative. It's not just being on guard against the negative. It's very unhelpful to make a resolution about what we will not do. If I make a resolution, say, I will never become angry again. Sometimes what happens, somebody makes a resolution, I'll never become angry. And they start getting irritable. And then somebody tells them, you're getting angry. I'm not getting angry. They get angry even about being pointed out that you're angry. So it's much better to make a more positive resolution. I did a seminar in Brisbane, in Australia, on burn anger before anger burns you. So the whole point is that rather than thinking from, I will not do this, that, you know, make a healthier resolution, make a more positive resolution. What is the positive resolution? It says, I will always respect everyone's right to be spoken to politely. Now, we all commit mistakes. When I commit a mistake, and I would prefer that the other person speak politely to me. So similarly, if you just think of the resolution this way, I'll always speak politely, or even I'll respect everyone's right to be spoken to politely. And what happens? Even if you go off, oh, that was impolite, I'm sorry, I'll speak more politely. But if I make a resolution, I will never become angry, for 30 days, I succeed. And 31st day, I fail, I think I'll fail. What is the use of my resolution? So if you make a positive resolution, even if you go off track, we can come back to the positive. But if our resolution is entirely centered on not doing the negative, then when we fail to stop it, we feel defeated by that completely. We feel all the previous 30 days of self-restraint was also a waste. That says it's always better to have positive resolutions. Okay. So, thank you very much.